This one's called When I'm Wronged. Our company has a deliberate contention system. It's supposed to be a healthy struggle between ideas that keeps us sharp and puts our resources on the right things. But it can lead people to treat others badly, sometimes to twist or withhold information, even to lie. Not long ago, I was developing a product concept that would improve an older line, in contention with a more expensive replacement. Frank, the new product manager, agreed we should do the best thing for the company and our customers. We'd make a joint presentation to our product strategy committee and let them decide which project should go ahead. And we agreed to tell each other about any changes. A week before the committee meeting, I found that Frank had met with the chairperson, Donna, and given her a negative analysis of our plan, including several misleading statements. When I called him about it, he was embarrassed, but he said, "Hey, don't you know all's fair in love and war? Don't take it personally." But I did take it personally. It really hurt, and my people were furious. One of them suggested a brilliant tactic. We'd play on a product mistake Frank had made 4 years ago before Donna came that cost the company a lot of money. He knew how to get that word through to her through a friend in her office, and we'd change our presentation to subtly discredit Frank's judgment. The others liked the idea. Remember, all's fair. I liked the sound of that, and almost told him to start working on it. But something told me to wait. "Let's sleep on this and meet in the morning," I said. That night, I prayed for guidance and flipped through my Bible. I found my answer in Romans 12. "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." The next day I told them, "I'm sorry. It might work, but I just don't believe in repaying evil for evil. I'm going to keep my agreement with Frank, even though he broke it. And I won't try to get back at him. I'm going to try, as the Bible says, to overcome evil with good." I guess one of them told Frank what I said, because after the meeting, he invited me to lunch and apologized for the whole thing. He seemed to feel really bad about it. But best of all, he asked me where in the Bible it said that stuff about not repaying evil for evil. And we had our first talk about the Lord. Holy Father, you know that my way is to return evil for evil and to seek revenge. I do it without thinking. Sometimes, I confess, when I am thinking. I know your way is the right way. It's the effective way and the satisfying way. Please help me to return good for evil every time. Teach me to serve even my adversaries, that both my friends and my enemies may see in my actions not my shrewdness or my competence or even my goodness, but Christ Jesus. In His name I ask you to make me the man you want me to be. Amen.